Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with addiction. Did you know that there is a big difference between substance addiction and abuse? Very often, we misread the signs and think what is happening is substance addiction when actually it is substance abuse. For example, when you binge drink a few times a week, that is alcohol abuse. It does not make you an addict. Addiction, on the other hand, is far more sinister. It involves the desire and dependence on a substance, both at a physical level and at a psychological level. It is that intense desire that turns into a need and you feel that you cannot do without it. You try and move heaven and earth to figure out a way of satisfying your addiction. In the case of sugar, abuse is like having a large piece of cake plus ice cream or finishing a bar of chocolate, but only once in a while. While addiction is feeling the need for dessert or chocolate every day. If you're denied that sugary treat, you go mad. In order of seriousness, addiction is far worse than abuse. After a binge on sugary treats, the body will come back to normal within a day or two, which isn't as bad as that constant exposure to the sugar, which is what's happening to addicts. Why? Because addiction is a habit on steroids. Habits by themselves are very powerful as their effect grows and compounds every time you perform an action. Not only do addictions become a routine, it is triggered by a psychological and physical need as well. And this is what makes them deadly and very hard to break. Hence, we have to break the addiction at a habit level first, then at a psychological and physiological level. Today, we're going to be talking about sugar addictions in particular. Similar rules apply to all other addictions as well. They follow a similar flow of steps and stages. The first stage of breaking an addiction is creating the right intention. Why is it so important to give up sugar? Is it because it's the cool thing to do? Is it because Ashton said you must? Or is there a bigger, deeper reason? For me, the intention to give up sugar was that I realized how harmful sugar was to my body and my brain. How quickly it ages me when I eat it regularly. The quality of my skin changed when I stopped sugar. I felt, looked younger and more energetic. I used to be addicted to sugar and would abuse it regularly, so that was a double whammy. I've read articles about how if sugar was identified as a food substance now, it would not have been certified fit for human consumption. Yet, it is what we have all grown up eating. My granny would put sugar on anything I didn't want to eat as a child. It was a treat for days I did well. It was a pickup for days I was low. When you think about it, by default, we would all be consuming sugar every single day. It is in the sauces we use. It is in the bread we eat. In the cereal we crunch on in the morning. It is the perfect habit, but an unintentional habit. Our goal is to get rid of all the unintentional habits that defeat us. Move towards a conscious way of living. So the best way to break a habit is to change the environment and make the habit harder to do. We do this by identifying when we get the cravings, where we are sitting, and what we do to break the cycle. For example, if you have the habit of eating something sweet after dinner while you're watching TV, then brush your teeth immediately after dinner. This way, you do not give yourself the opportunity to raid the chocolates. If you're addicted to something sweet with your coffee, try having nuts or having the coffee in a different place. The goal is to break the pattern that we've all defaulted to. In the next episode, I will take you through how to break the psychological and physiological triggers for sugar. Till then, I want you to focus on steps 1 and 2. Think about why you want to break your addiction with sugar. Give yourself a really, really good reason. Next, I want you to identify the patterns you follow. How do you consume sugar? And then break that pattern. Disrupt it. Giving up a sugar addiction is hard. There is no easy way around it. As your habit coach, I wish you are not addicted or dependent on any of these substances. Finally, do not worry, we're all on this journey together. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashtin Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.